Hi, good afternoon. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sir. I thought I lost you. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Sure.
Is this Cameron?
Yep.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, and sir Cameron, sir, are you 18 years old and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. All right. And, sir, what is your age?
45.
45, thank you. And just to be sure that we have our representative, everybody, may I ask you your race?
White.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And just please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where at 0
10.
Means that you're 10. Okay. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 7th general election for mayor or Philadelphia and the other local? You'll definitely vote? Probably vote?
I vote in every election.
Oh, so you'll definitely vote? Okay. All right. And generally speaking, sir, would you say that this year's upcoming mayor election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
It's the same as usual because every election is important.
Okay. And what makes you feel the way about the upcoming election for mayor?
What?
And what makes you feel that way about the upcoming election for mayor?
Every election is important.
Every election. Important. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else, sir?
I'd say a Democrat.
Strong Democrat, not strong Democrat.
I'm a Democrat. It's a weird question.
Okay, not a problem. And thinking about the direction that the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction with the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, all right. And generally speaking, do you approve or you disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. And in your opinion, sir, would you say that crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for
getting
years?
Worse.
Or getting worse? Right. And your opinion, sir, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Worse? Okay. And generally speaking, sir, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Sir?
Good.
Okay. And thinking about specifically about city services, what is the one area you would like to see the next mayor work harder to improve? In your own words.
I would like to see the next mayor empower the police and public health care officials to help those who are suffering in the Kensington area.
You would like to see the next mayor empower the police and health workers?
Yeah, mental health care workers.
and mental health. Healthcare workers. Okay, go ahead.
To fix the issues that we see in Kensington and help the homeless population.
And help with the homeless situation, okay? Okay, thank you. Situation. Okay, and how would you rate the city streets and pothole repair? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, sir, and how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be the most focused on? You may choose up to two. Now, improving the city's kindergarten to 12th grade public school systems, address juvenile delinquency, fixing roads and repairing potholes, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, address homelessness, reducing violent crime in the city, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, reducing taxes, creating more quality affordable housing, rooting out corruption in city government.
I would like them to focus on education and the opioid epidemic. Everything else will be fixed if they did that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. I know which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 1, sir. 0 to 100, I'm sorry. First one is Mr. Dwight Evans.
50.
Sherelle Parker.
50. I'm probably going to give these all 50 because I don't know the season.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Sleepy Joe, I'll give him a 70.
Jim Kinney?
Don't know. 50.
Okay. David O?
50.
The Working Families Party?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Sounds like a Republican back thing. But.
Okay. And the Democratic Party?
Also give them a 70.
And Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Don't know who that is. Okay. I know it's a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
No idea.
No idea? Okay. Undecided. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider.